Where was that noise? It was outside of the Supreme Court. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Uncharted waters. That's where the high court is. The justices are probably going to duck this thing and chuck it back to the states. Lawyers are arguing a landmark same-sex marriage case that probably swings out of the court. Coming up this hour of America Tonight, we're going to go to D.C. and talk to Jeff Holtzman from Talk Radio News about what it was like there. People lining up, tickets being sold at $6,000 a pop just to get into the courtroom. Because there's a certain amount of seats where you can actually stay in the courtroom, and then there's 30 seats where you're allowed to go into the courtroom and you have to rotate out. And can you believe it? What are they out there like it's a Mets game, the Mets and the Yankees, and they're actually scalping tickets for this? $6,000 and you're allowed to do that? I'm selling my seat. $6,000. So gay marriage, that's what's front and center. The justices arguing on California's Prop 8, which bans same-sex marriage. Dozens of people, dozens and dozens and dozens, camped out because they wanted to be there for that hearing. So the voices that you heard were the voices of those arguing against gay marriage and those who were pro-gay marriage. Justice Anthony Kennedy, of course, could emerge as a swing vote in a very narrow decision if they decide to come up with a decision on this one, but they're very cautious. If you look at any of the transcripts on this, you can tell, I think, that they want to kick it out. They want to kick it out. I don't know that this comes down to the Supremes dealing with it and not pushing it back to another court. They could. Opponents of Prop 18, which was a voter-approved, by the way, measure that forbids the practice, wants the court to say that gay and lesbian couples have an equal protection right to wed, that it is the constitutional issue that the court agreed to decide when it accepted an appeal from the referendum supporters. And this has been a long time coming. But this is one of those things. This is a, you can tell, this is a cautious type court. And if anything, the sense that I got is that they were pulling back in the public session. It seemed that way to me. I mean, they could easily say private citizens who put the measure before the voters in 2008 don't have standing or jurisdiction to now appeal the case. And so that would hand gay rights supporters a little tiny win, but that would be confined only to California. And it would shut down a broader ruling that would apply to all 50 states or even the 9 states like California that have civil union laws that are just shy of the I do's, of the marriage for homosexual couples. So this is one to watch. This definitely is one for the books because this has been talked about for so long. And it's one of those five chestnuts that get trotted out all the time when you want to pull politics apart. And this is one of them. This is definitely one of the top five. Where do you stand on this? Yay, nay, kick it back to the states. Let the states keep it as it is and either push forward for gay marriage, let voters decide in their individual states or not. I mean, the Constitution doesn't say anything about marriage anywhere that I could find. And so that means guaranteeing marriage rights to who? To anyone, whether you're a straight couple or gay couple. I mean, seriously, I went and said, well, I'm going to look at that Constitution again. I'm going to look at that. So somebody said to me jokingly, and there's a million jokes about this, as we all know, is somebody sent me like three different tweets and different versions of this. Of course, he's a comedian saying, hey, let people who are gay get married so they can see what it's like to get divorced, so they can have all those arguments and go through all that litigation. But, of course, this is much more serious than that. We're not going to focus on just what the Supreme Court is deciding and whether or not they have a cautious way about them or not in moving forward in this. Is there going to be some kind of a decision? Is Kennedy the swing vote? I mean, actually, there was even punches outside with the people screaming at each other and whatnot. It was just absolutely crazy. But we have other things that we're going to dig into as well. By the way, have you done your taxes yet? Are you noticing that on every street corner in America? I know. I don't care where, whatever nook and cranny you hail from. Are you seeing those people that are dressed up like the Statue of Liberty and they're waving you in, trying to get you in to have your taxes done? Every place I've lived, there has been a Statue of Liberty. Doesn't matter if it was Santa Maria, California, Kearney, Nebraska, Chicago, New York City, Philadelphia, wherever. Doesn't matter. That Statue of Liberty is somewhere, someplace in your town. They're hiring some kid to stand there at, I don't know, minimum wage to wave people in. And what always inevitably happens is people wait till the very last second, which proves that we are such a nation of procrastinators. We just don't want to do it. If we have to pay money in, we don't want to have to give up. We don't want to give up too much coin to Uncle Sam because we're sick of being overtaxed. So we're taking our time. We're taking our time in writing those checks or making those payments. How many people get those envelopes in the mail and they have to make payments to the government because, you know, they were 1099ers and they didn't do the taxes ahead of time and all that other stuff? Well, it is official. New Jersey man isn't worried about his taxes. He won $338 million in the Powerball jackpot. Incredible. Stumbled into a liquor store, bought some tickets. And what a game changer. In Passaic, New Jersey, that's where he was, which is northern New Jersey. So he was shocked that he won. He has five kids from 5 to 23. One grandchild, what a game changer that will be for him. Free and clear after he takes out all his taxes. The lump sum is $211 million, but after federal and state taxes, so you get one set of taxes, then your other two taxes, he gets $151 million. $151. He's Dominican, who lives in New Jersey and has a lot of family back in the DR, so he's saying that chances are he may go back, at least to celebrate anyway. So he had the right winning numbers. It was a quick pick kind of thing. And wow, what a huge moment for him, and all of those kids, I guess, now have some money. But boy, you never know. You never know. One chance, and that might be all that it takes. You stumble in, you ask for a quick pick into whatever store you're in because you see that the number's so high, and the next thing you know, your life has changed. All right, coming up on the flip side, our conversation with Mr. Holtzman from D.C. You don't want to miss that. He has some of the sights and sounds and the interesting things that the people are saying on the Hill about gay marriage and the Supreme Court. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear: be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Of course, everybody is focused on the Supreme Court and what ultimately will happen with the Supreme Court. The gay marriage issue in a couple of different ways is coming up with a few cases. So lots of attention outside the court, lots of attention into what's happening inside the court. Our pals at Talk Radio News, of course, are all over it. My friend Jeff Holtzman joins us. Jeff, pretty wild in Washington, right? Lots of chanting, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was a big scene outside the Supreme Court today, Kate, where I was. You had early in the morning before the oral argument started a lot of protesters, folks who are opposed to same-sex marriage, making their voices heard. They seemed to sort of dissipate. Around 10:15 or so, if you showed up there, all it was a sea of supporters of same-sex marriage, who were very vocal, very loud. I'm sure you've seen the pictures and the videos.
Oh,
yeah. Inside the court, obviously, it was a different story. The question at hand was whether or not California was acting constitutionally by banning same-sex marriage. And, of course, that was a voter ballot initiative back in 2008, has since been overturned by a district court as well as an appeals court, and that's why it's at the Supreme Court level now. And I think that, you know, based on my conversations with a lot of observers as well as other reporters who are inside the courtroom, the judges, I don't know at this point if it seems as though they're ready to issue a sweeping decision that would strike down the ban and rule same-sex marriage legal in California. It just, they seem to have a lot of questions, not necessarily skepticism, but a lot of questions about, you know, legal standing, whether or not the case is really something that should be in the hands of the Supreme Court to decide. A lot of folks, are thinking now, based on having, you know, heard the justices this morning, that they might be leaning toward punting, essentially, you know, saying that you know, they're not going to decide. They're going to send the case basically back to the lower courts. And if that's the case, then it would really be up to the state. And of course, the state has already voted to ban gay marriage. So that would be obviously a setback for same-sex marriage proponents. But we probably won't know until June.
Yeah, not until June. That makes sense if you look at the way the Supreme Court has rolled on this thing. I think, Jeff, that's what happens, in fact, and as you said, that's what people are talking about. It wouldn't be surprising to me. You've covered Washington long enough. Don't you think that kind of makes sense from looking at the makeup of this court?
Well, it's hard to stay with this court because, I mean, on paper, it's a conservative court. You know, Anthony Kennedy is the swing vote, but he's sided with the conservative justices more often than not. Then, you know, if you look back to last year, the big Obamacare decision, obviously that was a surprise decision because Chief Justice Roberts, who is a Republican appointee, sided with the liberals in validating and upholding the law and ruling it a tax. And so that's why, you know, they could throw up a curveball when they issued their ruling in June. You know, they could say, you know, I mean, one of the big questions before the court was, you know, is there anywhere in the Constitution that says that, that, you know, it's unconstitutional to ban same-sex marriage, or it's constitutional that you have to approve same-sex marriage? And, of course, it isn't written into the Constitution. Same-sex supporters say, well, under the 14th Amendment, which is the Equal Protection Clause, you know, they should get those protections just the same way that, you know, standard definition married couples do. But, of course, the justices had a lot of questions about that. And so the only thing is, Kate, is I will say this. Don't always, you know, read too much into what they say and the questions they ask in these oral arguments, because it's not always 100% indicative of how they're going to rule.
Yeah. Well said. Well said. You're right. Actually, think about last time when the Supreme Court obviously surprised a lot of people with Roberts' decision on, you know, health care, and actually what the tenet was that he used for that. So, you know, you're right. You never know where that's headed. What about the reaction to the people to this gay marriage tug of war on the Hill? What's that been like?
Well, it's interesting to see the shift in opinion from lawmakers on Capitol Hill. It all started a couple weekends ago when Rob Portman, who's a Republican, announced his support of same-sex marriage and said, you know, my son came out of the closet and, you know, I can't oppose it anymore. And since then, you've seen a handful of Democrats. Today, John Tester from Montana was the latest to publicly announce his support for gay marriage, which is interesting because Tester's up for re-election next year in a state that overwhelmingly voted against Barack Obama last year, and that was even after Obama had already, you know, announced his support for gay marriage. So it'll be interesting to see politically what that means for Tester. Claire McCaskill, of course, over the weekend announced her support for gay marriage, and you know, a couple other guys has as well. So I think there's a connection between support on Capitol Hill and the support in the polls. I mean, if you look at most polls nowadays, majority of folks who are surveyed say they support things like marriage. And if you look at younger voters, you know, between the ages of 18 and 29, I mean, they support gay marriage at a 75 to 80% clip, which is huge. And that's also, that begs another question, you know, are these younger voters going to be indicative of the future? In other words, are they going to, you know, grow up and still support things like marriage and sort of pave the way for younger generations to follow them? Or are they going to, you know, evolve on their position or devolve, depending on how you look at it, and oppose same-sex marriage when they're older? That's the big if. We don't know yet. But, you know, public opinion isn't supposed to shape how the justices vote. It's obviously hard for them. I mean, you know, they read the news, they watch the news, they know what's going on, but they're not supposed to let it affect their judgment. So we'll have to wait and find out.
Yeah. Was there any reaction at all to the whole Amanda Knox thing, you know, what happened with her in Italy, acquitted at once, then in the appeal, now that she's got she'll go back to Italy. I don't know. That was, you know, the whole thing with the student that was over there and the murder charges and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Was there a reaction to that politically or nah?
It was the story kind of got buried today because of the Supreme Court arguments. But it's an interesting story in that, you know, she doesn't have to go to Italy, despite the fact that the Italian court, you know, overruled her not guilty
verdict.
Verdict. And so the question is, you know, does she not go and hope that the, you know, that they don't find her guilty next time around? Or does she go to sort of put a face to the defense? Because, you know, it's hard to defend yourself when you're not there. Mm. And of course, if they do find her guilty, the U.S. and Italy have, you know, extrajudicial relations. So Italy could ask the U.S. to extradite her and send her to Italy. So, you know, only time will tell on that one. But it's interesting to a lot of people because that just doesn't happen here. When you're found not guilty or guilty, that's it. That's the final say.
Yeah, no kidding. And then there was one other thing. Senator Johnson announcing his retirement, saying he wasn't going to run for re-election for the Senate or any of that kind of thing in 2014 or any other office. He seemed very, I just saw a little blip on it. And yes, people come and go, but I thought it was interesting what he said. He looks forward to the 2 years, but the country's facing difficult times and he's looking for this bipartisan deal, but that's it. He's out of it after that. Is there anything more to that or no? It's just, he's just stepping away.
Well, I think that, you know, I mean, I think he probably would have won re-election. I mean, he's been re-elected many, many times. And, you know, he hasn't exactly had any close competition, but he cited his age as being one of the main factors. I mean, he'll be 68 next year, and he said that his time has simply come to step away from politics. And, I mean, there could be more to it. You know, I guess we'll find out in the coming weeks if there's something else going on. I mean, we know that Senator Johnson had health issues. He suffered from cancer a few years back. I mean, he was out of work for a long time.
Right.
And but he's got a big job. I mean, he's the chairman of the Senate Banking Committee. Mm-hmm. So he's got a very important job on Capitol Hill. It'll be interesting to see who they replace him with. But
yeah.
You know, the interesting thing is, just, you know, Republicans really feel as though they could win that seat. They won South Dakota in terms of the presidential race last year, and they're already gunning for it in 2014. Look for them to spend a lot of money on that race.
Yeah. Was snow a factor today at all, Jeff, in Washington? Because on the radar screen yesterday, it looked terrible.
No, actually. You know, D.C. is always weird this time of year. We got about an inch and a half yesterday, but the temperature never dipped below freezing, so it melted very quickly. Yesterday became sort of a wet, soggy day. And today, we actually had a nice day. The sun was out. It was about 50 degrees. And if you were in D.C., you wouldn't have ever known that it snowed yesterday.
You gotta love
unless,
that though.
Unless you were one of the people that waited in line for 4 days who you know got snowed on yesterday, then of course then you'd notice that your clothes were all wet. But other than that, no.
Did people wait in line for a long time to get that position?
Like, it was like Black Friday on steroids. I mean, the line around the court was enormous, stretched for I would say 3 or 4 blocks. And,
wow.
I mean, people were selling tickets as much as $6,000. It was just crazy. But, if you look at the court, there's only 60 seats available to the general public and then another 30 that are available to the public, but they rotate. So, you know, you can go in for 3 to 5 minutes and then you're out. So, I mean, obviously, demand exceeds supply in cases like this, and you have these tickets that become a hot commodity.
Wow, crazy. Jeff Holtzman, great job. Thank you from Talk Radio News. We'll talk to you again.
All right, Kate. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Coming up at the tail end of this hour, we have the Daily Salute. I think you're going to like this Daily Salute. Some of you might actually save some money as a result of it. That's all I'm going to say. So you definitely don't want to tune this program out. You want to hear how you will end up saving or getting some money. How about the money that's being spent on this issue that we have been going round and round about for a very, very long time? And that's the issue of gay marriage. The story of the week has to be the court weighing in or not weighing in on this one, all doing having to do with Prop 8, a California voter initiative that I explained at the beginning of the show that rescinded the marriage rights of same-sex couples in the state. So some of them had gotten married. They had some famous weddings. Remember, I think it was the comedian Rosie O'Donnell married some woman that she was with, and there were some other high-profile celebrities that got married in San Francisco. And then this whole thing with Prop 8 came out, and some of the voters said they were confused as to what they were voting for or against. Regardless, Prop 8 rescinded the marriage rights of people who were gay. Now this is being challenged, and Tuesday's arguments are the first of two cases. This is the first of the two cases which the Supremes are directly tackling gay marriage. Now legal in 9 states, as I said at the top, 9 states and the District of Columbia. The court on Wednesday is going to hear a challenge to the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, a 1996 law denying federal recognition and benefits such as exemptions from the estate tax to same-sex spouses. Now, what's happened in the lower federal courts, they've invalidated the law, saying that the federal government has accepted state-authorized marriages in other instances. So decisions in both cases would probably come out in June, unless what could still happen even in June, what could still happen, especially with the Prop 8, that could be kicked down to another court. That wouldn't necessarily be shocking if that happened. You know, Chief Justice John Roberts asked a couple of different times whether the case should have reached the high court at all. There was a little window into what could happen. And I think that some of them were searching for a way to avoid having their imprint on this one way or another, especially with Prop 8. So, you know, they heard the arguments. They zeroed in on overreaches, I think, in some cases. And they were looking at the meaning of the Constitution's guarantee of equal protection as applied to people who would be gay. And beyond their deliberations was the obvious recognition of public opinion. Polls show a majority of Americans now favor gay marriage. Wow, how about that? What a big change that is. The 1967 ruling barring states from restructuring interracial marriage came up several times because the justices were looking for ways to make a decision that would stand up to history's judgment, to go back, in other words, which is what you do with the law. And in defending Prop 8, the lawyer, Charles Cooper, his name is, said marriage was designed to advance a state's interest in responsible procreation. He said marriage could be threatened if same-sex couples with no ability to bear children could be married, to which you had, and I'm just giving you some of the play-by-play of what happened, to which you had Justice Kagan ask if the same rationale would allow a state to deny marriage to people over 55 if both the woman and the man were over that age. There are not a lot of children, obviously, that would come out of that marriage. So Cooper said, you know, men can remain fertile throughout life. Marriage serves states' interests by imposing obligations of fidelity and monogamy. Boy, they were really getting to some really wild stuff. To deter husbands from extramarital relations with younger women that would produce unintended offspring. And then what he likened it to, or what, as he went down his hill of arguments, he said allowing same-sex couples to cloak themselves in the terminology of marriage could have harmful real-world consequences. So to me, that was his big statement in court. Allowing same-sex couples to cloak themselves in the terminology of marriage could have harmful real-world consequences. And Justice Kennedy really said it was too early to know whether gay marriage could be harmful. And he said, you know, we have 5 years of information to weigh against 2,000 years of history or more. So as he was going down that path, though, he continued denying marital status to gay couples potentially harmed at least one group, their children. And there's 40,000 in California. So what he said is they want their parents to have full recognition and full status. It's the children, the children, the children. So, wow, there's nothing very clear-cut here as to what direction they'll go in, and June will be very interesting, needless to say, once again, as to what could possibly come out of this. I got the sense from Justice Roberts he didn't want anything to do with this. He was ducking this whole thing. And then Ted Olson, who was the lawyer on the other side, he talked about Loving versus Virginia, the 67 decision that invalidated what I just mentioned, the ban on interracial marriage. And by his logic, he said the court could have told the couple, the Lovings, that you can't get married, but you can have an interracial union, and everybody would know that was wrong. So that's what he was talking about. And then the Solicitor General, Donald Verrilli, who represented the Obama administration's view that Prop 8 should be struck down, argued that because California granted gay couples all the rights of marriage, denying them the word itself unconstitutionally stigmatized them. It's very, very odd. If you want to weigh in, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I personally think that it'll just get kicked out and it'll be up to other courts to decide. And it goes back to the whole idea of the states ultimately with their own propositions or whatever that they put on ballots, which we've already seen, and will continue to be the way, I think. I do. It's interesting. All the money that's being spent on this, however, really, how much does it take to try this all the way up? How much does it cost regarding the arguments, etc.? I'm going to say some pretty decent coin to go through these hoops again and again and again, and now here it is at the top of the chain. Jack from Down Under says, all the reasons gays claim they want marriage, they're already, it has civil law tools in place. The same tools that are used by hetero de facto couples. Interesting. Yeah, the argument about the kids is an interesting one. It does affect the children benefit-wise. It would affect them. And in California, 40,000 couples, that's a ton. But how does that break down in other states, I wonder? Like I said, I think when it's all said and done, the bottom line is this, that this will just get kicked back ultimately to the lower courts. And the states will probably all decide what direction they're going in. So if 9 states are saying yes, then maybe those 9 states have the yes and they recognize marriage of same-sex couples, and the others say, no way, we're not doing that here in Texas or South Carolina or wherever. And I think it sticks that way. I don't think we're gonna see that become a federal ruling. I mean, what a landmark ruling it would be either way that court could rule. And you think of the more conservative bent, but I think they don't want to. I mean, actually, I don't think they want to have a ruling on it. I don't think they want to. They don't want their imprint on this one. So I'd be frankly pretty stunned if they ended up coming up with something on Prop 8 anyway in June. I think the ruling is, I think they're just kicking it back to the lower courts, in other words, and then it'll be all this conversation, and it's going to be the same thing all over again, only state to state, and what happens, and who's getting petitions to get something on the ballot, that kind of stuff. All right, you might be surprised to learn, because I said we would mix up some other things, and remember, all along the way, you can certainly throw in about what the Supremes are doing and whatnot, but this was interesting, because we talk about guns and gun control versus advocating for guns and Second Amendment and all that kind of stuff. I remember the big splash Mark Kelly made, who is the astronaut husband of former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, and he took his AR-15 out, and he was selling his AR-15 and showing how easy it was and all that kind of stuff. Well, the Arizona gun store owner says he's not going to sell his rifle because that would advocate for tighter gun control, since that was the point that he was making when he brought his gun in. He says he's not going to complete the March 5th transaction. How about that? And he released a statement because he was being descended upon by so many media. He said, while I support and respect Mark Kelly's Second Amendment rights to purchase, possess, and use firearms in a safe and responsible manner, his recent statements to the media made it clear that his intent in purchasing the SIG rifle from us was for reasons other than for his personal use, and that was it. So the store was required to hold the rifle by Kelly for 20 days, and that's the deal. They say he's a citizen, an Arizona citizen, with his Second Amendment rights to purchase and own a firearm, but that's where we stand on it. Ooh, how about that? Coming up, why you should care about the Daily Salute.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with the Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, to find out why and how and all this cool stuff about our daily salute, how you can save money, because I'm just betting that a lot of you are T-Mobile carriers. You know, in other words, that's your contract with T-Mobile. I see them all the time at the kiosks in the mall. I see a lot of kids running around with T-Mobile. And here's the deal. They had an Un-Carrier event on Tuesday. The CEO disparaged, ripped in half, slammed the state of the mobile industry. He said it was smartphone hell, and he said that waiting out a two-year contract to qualify for a new phone was unthinkable for gadget lovers. So they're getting rid of contracts. He really went off on a tangent. He said it's the biggest crock of crap he ever heard in his life. Do you have any idea how much you're paying? And, of course, we do know how much we're paying. It is a complete and utter ripoff, and he's been part of that charade for a long time. So he's got a new pricing structure, which is what he was trying to take the focus off of. The plans are monthly, no obligation, blah, blah, blah. And it starts at $50 for unlimited calls, texts, and data. So this will undercut Verizon and AT&T. I wonder what will happen. What's going to happen to the iPhone, the Galaxy S4s? What's going to happen then? Well, you got two options, right? Pay the cost of the phone up front, put some money down toward it, then pay 15 to 20 a month till you pay the whole thing off. How about that? I don't know. I'm gonna give this guy the daily salute. So have some applause. Yeah. It does make it more affordable. It does make it more affordable for some people. But, you know, Matt Johnson, the glue of the show, you're a T-Mobile guy. Do you think this is this better for you now?
It'll end up being roughly about what I'm paying right now, but I'll have better data service.
That's good, my friend. So, yeah.
And currently I'm not under contract, and they've been trying to get me on another plan, but I won't succumb to them. So I've been waiting for something else to happen like this, and now I probably will change my plan.
Yeah, see, I think there's going to be more people like Matt than anything else, because this is pulling a rabbit out of the hat, I think. And it's a big, bold, strong business move on their part, but maybe a gamble. But the fact that people are tired of contracts, you go into the store, they keep upgrading the phones, and they're trying to, I mean, it's all upsell. Everything's upsell. You drop your iPhone in the toilet, well, we can sell you a guarantee for just another $100 on top of the $100 to fix your phone, but don't worry, it's in the cloud, it's all fine. I mean, it's crazy. And this happens all the time with phones now, where they're dropping them in pools, they're forgetting them, they're running over them, whatever. So there's a whole market. When I went into the Genius Bar, that's what they call it when you go to have someone look at your iPhone. When you get an appointment at the Genius Bar and you go in, I talked to the kid that was working there who actually worked on the last Star Wars. I was like, what are you doing? And he said that 30 to 35% of the other money they make is on people just having their phones get cracked, dropped out of their pockets, forget them, run over them, get them wet, especially that, dropping it in things. And even with the whole rice trick and all of that not working, and then selling them on the idea of getting some coverage and insurance, in other words, so you pay for the insurance and then paying to get the new phone, and it's just crazy. It's a crazy game. You have to. This is what technology counts on. I think when you have a technology company, they count on, yes, we all want the bigger, badder, faster, shiny object, and some of us can't wait, so we'll pay through the nose a ridiculous price for it, and then someone's going to come out with a knockoff, and maybe it's not as good, but we still like it, and maybe we'll get that if we're the patiently waiting type of person. But the one thing that most people don't do, almost all of us, and I guarantee all you guys out there, so many of you are guilty of this, and if you're not, congratulations, give yourself a pat on the back. People never really read the small print, so they don't understand. Well, I don't get this. I don't get this contract. Okay, yeah. I've been in this line for so long, just sign me up for the deal. And then you don't even understand what you're getting, what you're covered for, the difference between a Verizon iPhone and one that's AT&T and all the other nonsense. I mean, think of like 30 years ago. You had a handful of TV stations. You weren't paying cable. Your phone was nothing, right? It was the phone in your house. So you weren't walking around with a phone. How much money were you saving back then? If you're a guy coming out of college, what do you have to be floating around? You're trying to find your first job, whatever. You have to have a phone, right? How are you going to get any hookups if you don't have a phone? You have to have a phone. You have to be able to text. And you have to have cable. Or maybe you don't have to have cable, because that's the one thing that separates younger from older. But the amount of money, the extra amount of money that all of us are having to shell out is ridiculous. You know, ridiculous. So anyway, T-Mobile, we'll see if it blows up in their face or not, or if it ends up getting people to go back to them or at least re-sign with them or, you know, whatever it might be. It would be more affordable for people who, especially if they have to pay off the phone, then they could just pay it off a little bit at a time. So that's pretty significant. And that's the only reason I would ever give a phone company, ever, for 2 seconds time on the air where we're giving them applause. Because you could actually save money. You could actually save money. And speaking of saving money, the remember the woman who was famous for say a little prayer for you and I'll never fall in love again and a whole slew of 70s songs you probably hear played on the loop when you're cruising around somewhere and you flip around if you still have a radio and you go back to the 70s, you know, every city has 70s music. Well, Dionne Warwick, what a big story about her. She's down to her last $1,000 in her bank account. How is that possible? She made a ton of money. She's the aunt of Whitney Houston. She had to file for bankruptcy down to her last $1,000 and had to file. Wow. This is the pop diva. She owes, this is why, she owes $10 million in tax debt that goes back to 1991. So the statement that was released just said that negligent and gross financial mismanagement, she had to file personal bankruptcy. She had no choice. Man, 72 years old, and shouldn't she still be able to cash in a little bit on this? But $1,000, she only owns furniture and clothing worth $1,500. She filed for Chapter 7 in New Jersey, and that's what it outlines. She's a cousin, by the way, of Whitney Houston. So $7 million in federal IRS debt, $3 million to the state of California in franchise taxes, and $500,000 to a lawyer and a business manager. So that's a lot of tax liabilities. A lot of tax liabilities. I guess she tried to offer, I guess she was offered repayment plans and proposals and all that kind of stuff, but they didn't accept them. So then what happens is you have all that interest in penalties accrue. So if you go back to 1991, whew, and I was just looking at her assets, $25,000, two fur coats, she's got to sell them, two sets of diamond earrings, $13,000, clothing, $5,000, art, $5,000, furniture, $15,000. She had good furniture, right? And then a $20,000 Visa debt on top of that. Oh, my, oh, my. She may be on tour. Got to help a lady out. Go support her. Take your grandmother or some other older ladies that you like in your life to go see Dionne Warwick, because she may be playing at a Coliseum near you soon.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.